Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, jazz musician Wynton Marsalis recently released Swing Symphony, a collaboration with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. He says the piece weaves different strands of American music.
I go through the history of songs, of rhythms, of different forms of music, how they met, what they were trying to say. And I try to write them all in the language I speak.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin speaks with Marsalis about his Swing Symphony and a concert tomorrow at Powell Hall. First, the news. Missouri's medical marijuana industry is set to start growing next year after the state awards licenses for dispensaries, cultivators, and manufacturers. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports, the emerging sector will include businesses beyond those receiving licenses.
Many businesses see lots of potential in the new medical marijuana industry, but not all of them want to handle the plant. Alexander Ivey is vice president of Peacemaker Defense Group, which helps develop security strategy for buildings and provides transportation and event security. He says it's a good time for businesses to consider offering their services to companies that get the initial licenses.
There's so many other opportunities that are out there as well. Do you want to be the guys that are mining for gold or the guys that are selling the picks and the pants to the guys mining for gold? That's how we see this too.
Ivy says his company will provide security services to marijuana cultivators, dispensaries, labs, and manufacturers. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
The filing deadline has passed for Illinois residents who want to run for office as a Republican or Democrat in next year's elections. Candidates for the State House, Illinois Senate, U.S. House, and U.S. Senate had until the end of the day yesterday to submit papers to the Illinois State Board of Election. One of the key races is in the Metro East, where the contest for Illinois' 15th congressional district will not feature an incumbent. Democratic State Representative Jay Hoffman says the decision by Republican John Shimkus to not seek re-election opens the door for many challengers.
There is a real value to incumbency. So him stepping down, I do believe, leaves a void that the Democrats have a chance to pick up.
Four Democrats and six Republicans have filed in the 15th district. The March primaries will determine who represents each party in the November general election. Some Illinois residents in Madison and Bond counties who are trying to navigate family court without an attorney now have some extra help. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more on a state-funded mediation pilot program.
Third Circuit Chief Judge William Mudge says over the last year, court officials noticed an uptick in the number of people coming to family court who didn't have a lawyer. Many times, the two sides knew what they wanted to do, but didn't know how to make it legally binding. Mudge says the pilot program will provide trained mediators to help those people take the last steps.
We think that it'll reduce the congestion there and weed out those cases that can be resolved quickly so the judges can focus on the more complicated cases.
The $5,000 grant covers about 50 hours of mediation. Mudge says he hopes to be able to find the money to make it permanent. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
This is Giving Tuesday, a day to focus on giving as the holiday season gets underway. Consider making a gift today to keep St. Louis Public Radio and initiatives like The Gateway, We Live Here, Cut and Paste, and the Politically Speaking podcasts all strong. Click Donate at the top of our website, stlpublicradio.org, and thanks. Wynton Marsalis has championed traditional jazz for decades, working many styles into the big band format. He's an acclaimed trumpeter, composer, and band leader. He also founded the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and brings the ensemble to Powell Hall tomorrow for a concert that will feature Christmas songs. Earlier this year, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra released a live recording of Marsalis's Swing Symphony, a collaboration with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Marsalis to explain the musical concept.
My philosophy is always continuum. I don't pit generations against each other or groups of people.
I always try to find how we are the same. I go through the history of songs, of rhythms, of different forms of music, how they met, what they were trying to say. And I try to write them all in the language I speak.
Okay, let's talk about how some of those things come together. The first movement of Swing Symphony is called From New Orleans to St. Louis. And on the St. Louis end, I know you repurpose the harmonic progression from a Scott Joplin song, Maple Leaf Rag. How do things all fit together here?
Okay, well, the first thing is that the ragtime actually uses march form. So you take the first synthesis with Scott Joplin writing to the same form that John Philip Sousa wrote to.
Along those lines, what are some of the tricks to integrating a jazz big band and a European classical concert ensemble that you've had to figure out over the years?
So, you know, that's a good question. Everything is first form and function, so that we all understand the form that we're playing, then the function. Like, where are the French horns going to sit? That's very important. Who's going to play a riff part? The violas, normally an orchestra play that. That's like a repeated part. How can you root the bass with the percussion, the bass drum, and all the kind of on the larger beat so that we cannot get lost in the time? For us, can we play in the volume with the orchestra? Then how can we bring the rhythms together? Because we start playing in straight rhythms because the ragtime and those march forms, those are not swung rhythms. So the first time we really start to swing in the Swing Symphony is at the end of the third movement when we all come together with a kind of the part that's based on Benny Goodman's. We go to a thing where we just start swinging. When you get to slower music, it's much easier. You know, because we have a tradition of string orchestras playing melodies. That's not that complicated. But when we start to play in time, then you got to figure out who's playing riffs, who's playing, who's going to improvise where, what are the couplings, how do bassoons work with the bass. A lot of questions. The most complicated is just the balance.
Well, Wynn, I want to be sure to ask you while you're here just a bit about, with respect to the concert you're actually going to be playing here, and the history of big band arrangements of Christmas music. There's a really rich history there, isn't there?
Yeah, because it's the one time in the year now that families are not segregated into markets to sell them products. Though Christmas is the most commercial time of year, it's also a time of year where, regardless of who you are, you're put in a position of having to hear music that's not targeted to your generation.
Interesting.
So it's perfect for a big band. And these are all familiar songs, and there's a tradition. And a big band is a traditional ensemble for the United States of America. Like the orchestra is, or like the concert band is.
Is there still life in all that Christmas music? Is there interesting stuff to do with it?
Man, there's life in it, and you can make me alive.
Okay.
You know, whether there's life in it depends on you.
That was Wynton Marsalis talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. And right now we are listening to the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra playing It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. I think that music has me getting into the holiday mood. Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.